Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out in DeSantisHolster.com. I'm sorry. Now then, in the previous hour, I was talking about Soros and the damage that he has wrought. And we should look at the damage which he has wrought, and we should say to ourselves, this guy and the leftists have taken us to basically being a tin-pot banana republic at this moment. And, I mean, let's go to Chicago. Where Kim Fox, you know, she has a special folder for the George Soros funds that come into her. And coming out of there, we get this face of innocence, which will and should haunt us as a victim of unthinkably cruel violence. And I'm referring to a little 8-year-old girl named Melissa Ortega. Now, Melissa and her mother arrived in Chicago in August. I'm not sure of the status of what they were, if they were legal or illegal. I don't know. But it doesn't matter, because in this particular case, what happened, that becomes a non sequitur. But they arrived in Chicago in August. And her mother said the family had been filled with dreams about their move to the United States. We imagined a better life here. We came in search of the American dream we so famously hear of. But instead, I get to live a nightmare for the rest of my life. Now, as usual, the thing being blamed is a gun. But the gun was not the problem. Who held the gun was the problem. And the hands that allegedly held the gun that shot her to Melissa, shot Melissa, belonged to someone who should not have been at liberty to kill anyone, much less Melissa. From the Mary Mitchell of the Chicago Sun-Times, we get, something has gone awry with our criminal justice system as it pertains to juvenile offenders. The latest evidence of our broken system is the shooting death last weekend of 8-year-old Melissa Ortega of Little Village. Emilio Coropio, 16, is charged with opening fire on busy 26th Street and killing her. It was not the first time the teenager accused in this shooting has been charged with using an illegally obtained weapon to commit a crime. At the time, police say Coropio stepped out from an alley and turned a peaceful street into a shooting gallery. At the time he did this, he was on probation for 3 armed carjackings in the past year. He was on probation for armed carjackings. This so-called Latin King member on the day Melissa was killed was targeting rival gang members, according to the police, and he hit one of those rivals in the back, leaving him hospitalized in critical condition. But Melissa's mother was trying to get her to run, help her run out of the way. And as they were trying to get away out of this crossfire, Melissa was struck twice in the head. And this is a product of the reformed Illinois bail system. And the judge who allowed on the street a three-time carjacker, they're far more, you know, those people are far more to blame than guns, especially guns in the hands of those who buy them legally. I am not like these people. I am not one of those people. My guns are not used for that. And that's because I own them. And it doesn't make them good because I own them, and it doesn't make them bad because I own them. It just makes them tools. As Arlie Ermey said in Full Metal Jacket, it is not the rifle that kills, it is a hard heart that kills. Now, the people who get affected most by gun control are the ones who legally obtain guns. And the gun control measures, which are constantly being pushed as the solution to gun violence, never work. And in the meantime, you got a three-time carjacker. You know he didn't go to the gun shop and buy whatever he used, which I have no idea what kind of gun he used, and it doesn't matter. He didn't go to the gun shop and go through a background check because he can't. First of all, he's 16 years old. He cannot legally possess any kind of gun. Not in New York, anyway. And that's where the circle starts. We start blaming guns for this, and nobody gets out there and says, well, why was this guy out on the street? Why was a three-time carjacker, 16 years old, who had used weapons before? Why was he out on the street on probation for armed carjacking? That's violent crime. That's armed robbery. You know? That's violent crime. And this is because the leftists are trying to convince you, the regular people of the United States, the normal people of the United States, to panic and fear, like you have done with COVID for the last couple of years. They want this fear also to work. They want you to run to them and say, please ban all guns. Please take away this scourge that you keep talking about. And yet, with each and every passing gun control law that they impose on top of the other gun control laws that make it so, it's already very difficult to own a gun, say, in, you know, Illinois. FOID card, all the other nonsense you got to go through. See, here in South Carolina, all I've got to do is have the money. Have the money, have a background check, I'm out the door. They make it very hard in Illinois. So, in the interim, all we get to say to each other is what a shame it is, without really understanding what's happening in these inner cities. In these inner cities, they look like the places that Melissa and her family ran from. They came here based upon some postcard, and an 8-year-old child got shot twice in the head for believing. So, I can't tell you how angry that makes me. That just makes me so angry. Just considering that, just thinking about that. A little girl that had done nothing to nobody. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Did you guys see that line of polite big rig drivers crossing Canada in protest over the Maple Leaf mandate Marxism imposed by the ridiculous Justin Trudeau? That's a welcome sign of the working class revolt to come. The courteous Canadians outside of their noxious elite, a caste that rivals our own useless elite in terms of unearned self-satisfaction, have discovered something. They figured out that they make their country happen. It's not diversity enforcers who feed the great white north. It's not regime journalists who fuel it. And it's certainly not genderqueer affirming professors who defend it. The working class is getting sick of this nonsense and is starting to push back. And this will happen here in America, too. How it ends up is unclear. But my money's on the guys who can do some push-ups. And understand that democracy means, to our garbage ruling class, rule by the ruling class with no annoying input from the people who actually make America work. The Democrat Party, once the party of the working man, is now the party of tech zillionaires, college professors, welfare cheats, and sexually unsatisfied liberal wine women. The working class was not merely abandoned by the Democrats. It was thrown out of the party. Their love of family and country is both embarrassing to our overlords, as uncouth, and as humiliating as well. The working class believes in traditional manhood. They can do the aforementioned push-ups, while our elite rejects the concept of traditional manhood in favor of a neutered weakness masquerading as gender enlightenment. Real men are scary people, and none will ever get pregnant. And to the left, these brutes even have guns. And when you see the moistened likes of David French mewling about how today's conservatives, now the home of the working man, are big, hairy meanies who mock leftists for being sissies, understand that this whining is because the left knows that they are sissies. And they don't want to admit it, but they are properly ashamed of this. And so are their wives, who drown their sorrows over being trapped with the weak pseudo-men in goblets of Screwtop, Trader Joe's Chardonnay, and by reading the books by Ibram X. Kendi and whoever wrote that 50 Shades stuff. Now, in the past, when I used to go to places and party and do things, I expected to be given a nice glass of something good to drink, some nice adult beverage. So, you know, that doesn't mean that that's only the purview of the left, but an interesting and superficially intriguing point which misses the bigger one, though. And leaving aside that my first job was bagging groceries. And, following the nice old ladies out to their car and putting it in their trunk and making sure it didn't flip over. And running back in and getting the next lady who needed her groceries rolled out there. And then I got to, I had dress pants and shoes, and I got to strip the floor with bleach and ruin the pants and shoes and expect to come back the next day wearing something different. And I got to clean toilets and all that other stuff. And it's not about the bagging or the toilets or the buffing machine. It's about something bigger. The main working class concern today is no longer jobs and economic benefits. It is our culture. And you don't have to sweat for a living for that to be your number one priority. The elite has put our families and our country at profound risk. Today, you need not be a card-carrying member of the working class to sympathize. All of us share the fight against globalist, elitist, smiley-faced dictatorship. And if you object to the name, you can just call us patriots. But the problem for the elite is that the actual working class folks who are usually busy working are getting activated by the myriad assaults upon them made by our elite as it circles back in on itself. And it takes a lot to activate them politically. Look at those Canadian truckers. They'd actually rather be trucking and taking time off for protests. Usually the province of parent-supported brats costs them money that they need. But now they have no choice but to stop earning and start making clear that they're done with the petty and not-so-petty oppressions of an elite that despises them. And the template of the elite response has been dredgeably predictable. First, they were studiously ignored by the regime media. That didn't work because they're now rebel media outlets that have published unapproved information. More of the whole pro-censorship movement out there to suppress the misinformation that the free media puts out. Next, they tried to mock the revolt. The truckers were just hicks and rubes and even racists. Always racists. And when that didn't work, when gleeful Canucks lined the off-ramps and overpasses to cheer on the truckers, they tried to ban public shows of support. Then its GIMP media moved to issuing urgent warnings that the Pleasant pedal pushers were about to get violent. Just remember this flex, and every flex over the last 2 years in kangaroo land, when they tell you to turn in your guns. And the idea, of course, is to get the protesters to go away and stop interfering in their own country's politics. That's the idea here, too. Our government has just gone further. The whole post-January 6th festival of leftist onism is designed to demonstrate to the masses that they have no role to play in their own governance, that any effort to do so is illegitimate, even insurrectionist. And sure, that's going to work, huh? Yeah, the elite's track record of success shows that it's full of smart people who are competent and make good decisions. I'm sure they'll get this right. Right, Eric Swalwell? I'm sure. They'll get this right, sure thing. The working class, though, is getting tired of this. And it is activating. It adorably once believed the hype and participated in the political process by electing Donald Trump. After all, back before critical race theory, when schools taught civics, they were taught that every American had the right to make his views known and to elect the leader of his choice. And it is so cute that they believed it. They registered their displeasure by electing Trump, and then the elite said no. Trump was hamstrung by an elite enraged that his control was challenged, and a rigged election in 2020, rigged in part by traditional fraud, in a larger part by improper voting rule changes, and most of all, that, you know, in this conspiracy to install the drooling cucumber. We'll continue this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Arkansas is urging the CDC to give clear guidance allowing states to transition the coronavirus pandemic away from that status.
We need the CDC to help us to have the right standards to end this pandemic and move to a more endemic status.
Republican Asa Hutchinson made the ask during the National Governors Association meeting with President Biden. The FDA is granting full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Moderna's COVID vaccine is now called Spikevax and fully approved for adults. Meantime, Novavax is asking the FDA to grant its COVID-19 vaccine emergency use authorization for adults. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The UN Security Council continues to focus on the growing threat of Russian invasion of Ukraine. This as there are approximately 130,000 Russian troops along the border with Ukraine, along with military equipment. Oil prices remain high, pushing gasoline prices up for a fifth week in a row. As far as what a Russian invasion of Ukraine and then a United States intervention in Ukraine would do to oil prices, Brian Deese is the director of the National Economic Council under President Joe Biden. He tells CNN.
Well, if you look at global oil markets, the issue right now is that we have constrained supply into a global market that is increasing in demand. And that is an issue that we've been working on with our partners and our allies.
King Soopers is ready to reopen a store in Boulder, Colorado, where 10 people died in a mass shooting last year. The store will begin serving customers again on February 9th. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now, I was just talking about how the working class is activated in Canada. They've activated and they're pushing back. But they have very few ways to get things out there for people, for other people to see what they're doing. So what is the working class outlet for its grievances now? Because the elite somehow got the idea into its pointy collectivist head that with no outlet, the working class will shut its whiny trap and get back to making and delivering things to the elitist condos and mansions. Except history teaches that when you suppress the legitimate gripes, the pressure builds instead of dissipates. And unfortunately for the garbage ruling caste, they don't study history anymore. Too many dead white guys out there for them to look at that. So, the working class is going to revolt here in America, and I can't wait. It's a matter of both time and extent. Now, in November, it will revolt at the ballot box again. But if that is stolen from them again, if the releases of protest and electoral impact are totally foreclosed to them, the revolt will manifest in other ways. And the elite will deserve the whirlwind that it does reap. and reap it shall, because there's nothing this collection of naggy shrews and fussy femboys can do to stop a real working class revolt. Our rulers can't feed themselves. They can't fuel themselves. And they sure as hell can't defend themselves. Our rulers rule only because the working class allows them to. And the working class can revoke that. And it may get ugly when that permission is revoked. And it need not come to that. But the problem is that our elite is so transcendentally stupid that you'd be a fool to bet that it would not provoke a real rebellion. And one way or another, this is going to get resolved. Because history keeps on trucking. I mean, the way of things is that all things end. Right? The way of things is that all things end. The problem here is that the left doesn't understand what that can mean sometimes. But let's segue, shall we? In San Jose, they have deputized private parties to restrict liberty, and this has become popular among politicians constrained by constitutional protections for individual rights. They get to target personal freedom without explicitly restricting anything, like a bratty kid waving his hands around a sibling's face while chanting, "I'm not touching you," such as it is in San Jose, which insists that it is constitutionally compliant in requiring gun owners to purchase liability insurance and to pay an annual gun harm reduction fee to exercise a right specifically protected by the Second Amendment. So all you got to do is, you know, pay for that right. Pay your dues and you get, and your right is there. January 25th, Sam Liccardo, the mayor, he goes, "Tonight, San Jose becomes the first city in the United States to enact an ordinance to require gun owners to purchase liability insurance and to invest funds generated from fees paid by gun owners into evidence-based initiatives to reduce gun violence and gun harm." That's because nobody's been foolish enough to try this yet, Mayor, but you'll find out. And he said, "Thank you to my council colleagues who continue to show their commitment to reducing gun violence and its devastation in our community. I'm deeply grateful also to our advocacy and legal partners with Cotchett, Piter, McCarthy, LLP, Everytown, Moms Demand Action, SAFE, the Gifford Law Alliance, and many others who work tirelessly to help us craft a constitutionally compliant path to mitigate the unnecessary suffering from gun harm in our community. I look forward to supporting the efforts of others to replicate these initiatives across the nation." Whole lot to unravel in that little smug statement, including the assumption that firearms ownership imposes costs and not benefits, as well as the assertion that requiring people to carry liability insurance and pay fees to the government in order to exercise the rights specifically enumerated in the Second Amendment is somehow constitutionally compliant. So, Liccardo is out there in the land of Oz. None of this is actually grounded in reality. But he's especially sensitive to the idea that imposing costs on gun owners is an example of government overreach. And he said, this isn't actually government regulation. This is private sector regulation. This is insurance companies. Insurance companies have been regulating safety of automobiles for 5 decades. And as a result, we all have seen per mile deaths drop dramatically over the last 5 decades because we have airbags and anti-lock brakes and so forth that insurance companies incentivize drivers to buy. Now, this is a common comparison for the gun prohibitionists, and it doesn't improve a repetition. Because the right to bear arms enjoys specific constitutional protections, unlike car ownership. Then there's the fact that, like many places, California doesn't require insurance and registration for vehicles used only on private property or transported by trailer. If the Second Amendment didn't protect gun ownership, that might make car insurance and fee requirements comparable to burdens on people carrying concealed weapons, but not to those placed on people keeping guns in their homes and taking them to a range. Even worse is that automobile regulation is an unfortunate example of how burdensome restrictions can become on activities that don't enjoy specific protection. From taxes and tags, we're moved on to inspections, fuel economy requirements, new politicians propose mandating interlock technology that prevents vehicles from starting if built-in sensors detect alcohol in our bodies. And this isn't a path to follow. It's a warning of what might be in store. And this is especially true when politicians coyly deputize private parties to impose restrictions that they are prevented from putting into law. San Jose city government's restrictionist agenda is obvious from the list of gun control organizations he thanks. The clear assumption is that imposing fees and insurance requirements will create new barriers to owning guns. Insurance companies may be on board with that mission, or the heavily regulated industry may just succumb to government pressure to cooperate. But this wouldn't be the first time the private sector has been put in that role. In 2018, Andrew Cuomo said, "I'm directing the Department of Financial Services to urge insurers and bankers statewide to determine whether any relationship they may have with the NRA or similar organization sends the wrong message to their clients and their communities who often look to them for guidance and support." Now, the NRA alleges that Cuomo and top members of his administration have used their regulatory authority over financial institutions to threaten New York banks and insurers that associate with the NRA or other gun promotion groups, and that those threats have jeopardized their access to basic insurance and banking services in New York. The ACLU responded. In the ACLU's view, targeting a nonprofit advocacy group and seeking to deny it financial services because it promotes a lawful activity violates the First Amendment. Leaning on the private sector to lean on people you don't like because politicians aren't allowed to lean on them directly is constitutionally compliant only in a brat's "I'm not touching you" sense. This is an end run around legal protections for the exercise of individual rights. So, this is privatized authoritarianism, and it has proliferated. Can't let it keep going. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The rich and famous in L.A. are increasingly relying on private security to help protect their families and their homes amid rising violent crime in the L.A. area, according to security professionals. Said, we're getting calls left and right from Beverly Hills, Calabasas, Woodland Hills, and all those nice high premier areas, nice neighborhoods. Individuals that say, can I get a security guard to stay overnight from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. just to make sure they're parked in my driveway in a marked vehicle to deter trespassers and burglars. So says Ray Nomare, CEO of L.A.-based On Guard, Inc. He noted that his security agency has been busier than usual following a spate of well-publicized home invasion robberies and burglaries in recent months, including the shocking murder of Jacqueline Avant, the wife of music mogul Clarence Avant, and a pillar of the L.A. philanthropic community who was gunned down by an intruder in her Beverly Hills home last month with a security guard present. A string of celebrities have become victims of home invasions. The Hidden Hills home of Full House actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Mosimo Giannulli, was broken into earlier this month while the couple was away with $1 million in jewelry reportedly taken. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Dort Kemsley was held up at gunpoint and robbed at her Encino home in October 2021. Hip-hop ogle Dr. Dre, his home was targeted in an attempted burglary in January 2021 while the rapper was hospitalized. Now, because the whereabouts of celebrities and influencers are often publicized in tabloids and on social media, they and their property can be at greater risk, security experts say. And with high-profile crimes making national headlines, Nomer said he's seeing more people hire private security to protect their homes while they're out of town. On guard office, both armed and unarmed guards, as well as marked vehicle patrols. A couple has gone on vacation for 4 months. One of our guards is literally house-sitting in Beverly Hills. David Chandler, the president of the California Association of Licensed Security Agencies, noted that many clients want more security coverage now than before. There's more people in the gated communities in Southern California than that are more affluent or are of celebrity status who may not have thought too much of security, only using security part-time that are now looking to go full-time. Chandler's Palm Desert-based security firm. The company has seen an uptick in interest in his services for executive and celebrity protection via undercover bodyguards. A lot of companies are taking on more executive protection work than they have in the past. And between the pandemic and the growing homelessness crisis and breathless news coverage of high-profile crimes, he said people are scared and feel that local police departments are overtasked. He said there's no more proactive policing. They just don't have the time or money for it. You have to hire private security if you want to protect yourself or protect your property. According to Chandler, some Hollywood stars and social media influencers hire friends, acquaintances, or unlicensed guards to accompany them, something he warns can potentially put them at risk. Security officer's role is to both prevent crime and to observe and report crime. You want somebody who knows what they can and can't do, how they can cooperate within or operate within the law. And he said, noting there are slightly more unlicensed security guards than licensed security officers in the state, you always have to be worried of a civil lawsuit or criminal lawsuit, which will cost you more money. This growing interest in private security comes as L.A. leaders confirm crime is on the rise. Earlier this month, they reported that violent crime increased in 2021 for the second year in a row. And while burglaries and sexual assaults were down, overall violent crime rose 3.9% citywide. Most notably, homicides jumped 11.8%, shootings increased 13%, property crimes in the city were at 4.2%. The LAPD has fewer officers on the force than in prior years due to budget constraints and a hiring freeze. But they have shifted their personnel to focus more on violent crime, particularly shooting violence and robberies, the department said in its 2021 annual report. But they are down 500 officers from the whole defund the police thing. From L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, he said, the good work of this department of our strategies to address violence helped bring down what was looking to be a 25 to 30% increase in homicides. Down to just 11.8%. It's okay to have 11.8% more Los Angelinos killed than the year before. They also removed nearly 9,000 firearms from the streets last year, which is a record for the department since statistics have been tabulated, according to the report. Despite the seizures, Garcetti admitted guns are everywhere, much more than we've seen in past years. In a study of 2021 homicide rates in 22 top U.S. cities, Los Angeles tied with Louisville, Kentucky for the fifth highest percent increase, according to Richard Rosenfeld, a criminologist at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. While many U.S. cities saw increases in homicides, the good news is the rate of growth of homicides in L.A. and other cities appears to be slowing. The bad news is that L.A.'s 12 to 13% increase is still worrisome. Because how many people live there? While the 397 homicides recorded last year are the highest the city has seen since 2006, still far below what the city experienced in the mid-1980s and 90s when homicides climbed as high as 1,100 or 1,200 per year. According to Jorge Leap, professor at the UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs, he also stressed that violent crime still tends to occur in poor neighborhoods rather than affluent ones. While homicides like the 81-year-old philanthropist Avant in December got some widespread media attention, there are far more violent deaths in South Los Angeles. According to them, a Taco Bell employee was shot dead at a drive-thru after he refused to accept a counterfeit bill earlier this month. She noted, for every one Jacqueline Avant, there's probably 50 to 100 homicides in poor areas. So the city of Beverly Hills has reportedly hired private security companies to help police with patrols following a slew of attempted retail crimes during the pandemic. Ahmad Amidi, owner of the Irvine-based Secure Guard Security Services, said that the company saw an uptick in demand for residential warehousing and distribution center security shortly after the pandemic began. And they leased a lot more patrol vehicles to show the community and any possible criminals that there's a good security presence. Now, crime does historically ebb and flow, according to Jorge Leap. But the ongoing pandemic and resulting uncertainty and the 2020 death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, the way they picked, you know, the way they packaged that one, and the subsequent civil unrest, plus the easy availability of guns, of course, have all contributed to people feeling more anxious. That the easy accessibility of guns does not exist, though, in California. Doesn't exist in California. There's no easy accessibility of that there. No matter how much they want to say. But, you know, very slowly, in this area, they're building up a little private army, a little private security firm. And we'll see. We will see how this develops. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.